Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Okay, so Mickey was in a really good mood all day today until we walked back from a meeting that we had for LLS Potential Man of the Year candidate with his wife, Christina.
And a guy hit me with his truck.
So
in a walkway with this walk sign on, a guy hit me with his truck while he was talking on his phone. So I hit his truck back.
What, really?
Yes, I punched his truck, like slammed my hand down on the hood and screamed at him.
It was like he was Mike Tyson and the truck was Glass Joe. I mean, he hit it as hard as he could.
So then I let the guy go, and I got another shot in on the side of the truck. I mean, if you hit me once with a truck, I get two shots at you. He was just talking on his phone.
Here's how this went down.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I need to. You got to.
So we're walking back from the gulch, and we're like, hey, let's go up the stairs. Let's try this way. So we go up the stairs to Demumbrian. And so we hang a left on Demumbrian, and we're walking, and we cross the street where Del Fresco's is, right? And Mickey's like, oh, there's this coffee shop up here. And I'm like, oh, really? Okay, cool. And I see that. And then we keep walking. And then we're at the next place where you stop to allow the cars to go. That's where people are getting off the interstate. And you would turn left to go down to Mumbrian toward Tin Roof and all that stuff. Deja Vu used to be across the street, right?
Yes.
So
just a Deja parking lot. Now.
So we're standing there, and there is a guy getting ready to turn right. There's only one car there. Guy in truck getting ready to turn right, and he's on his phone. And I see this. He's on his phone, and he's looking at the strand of traffic coming this way because he's going to turn right after the cars go by, and he can. So he's not looking at us. So he's not doing the thing where, you know, he's looking for where's the last car and then looking at us to make sure it's okay to go that way. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So the last car is getting ready to come. He still hadn't looked. Mickey starts to walk out in front of the truck. And I'm like, Mickey, he hasn't looked at us. He's going to go. And Mickey just keeps on going.
Because it's my lane.
So Mickey walks in front of the truck. And when that car goes by and that guy's got room, he hits the gas before he looks to see that it's clear.
Oh, gosh.
Which is what I told Mickey would happen.
Yes.
I'm trying to grab Mickey.
Like, give me the... How hard?
No, he hit the gas and then immediately, like, he turned and saw Mickey because
I right slammed my hand down on the hood of his truck.
So he immediately stops.
He was in the length of my arm because I hit the hood of his truck with my fist. So he was less than 3 feet from hitting.
So the truck didn't hit Mickey. Mickey hit the truck. But
so the truck started it.
Mickey could have died right there.
Yeah, that's scary. What was his reaction?
He really didn't react.
He was still on the phone. He just really looked at me.
So then he just pulled, like, so Mickey starts to walk behind the truck, and he's got his hands in the air. He's full on H-Town Mickey at this point.
Oh, geez.
He's waving his hands. He looks like he's going crazy. The guy can't hear him. Mickey's screaming at him. So he starts to go, and Mickey, I'm telling you, Mike Tyson against Glass Joe, he hit the truck as hard as he could.
Again?
Yeah.
Two times. I really wish this guy was listening to our show right now.
He might be.
Well, okay.
Because he has a dent in his truck now.
Well, but you hit me.
Actually, two of them, right?
But you hit me with your truck in a crosswalk where I had a walk signal. So, you know, I'll be happy to see you in court.
No, the first time was more of a defensive move, you know, like not paint the fence, but what was the one where he went that way?
Wax on, wax off?
Wax on, wax off.
Okay.
It was more of a wax off. Move. He waxed off the truck.
I may have painted the fence with the second move you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, I think you went full on Mike Tyson there. You thought the truck was Michael Spinks.
H-Town Mickey.
The guy did not even look to his right. We were standing there. We got the cross signal. He never even looked.
So the guy
didn't
selling
roll down
the,
his window and say, I'm sorry, nothing.
So the guy selling the newspaper, like on the other side of the
Randy.
Street?
Yes.
Randy.
Yes.
Yeah, that guy's Randy.
Randy, yeah. So
yeah,
Randy.
He's really sweet.
Looked at us and he goes, happens every day, man.
Oh, my God.
He said that like you would say, yep, sun comes up every day. He was so matter of fact. Randy has seen some stuff, man.
Yeah. Randy has seen a lot of people on their phones not paying attention.
Happens every day.
Happens every day, man. H-Town Mickey came out. That's why he's salty. That's why he's saying, hey, guy, you could lose six games, go to the Super Bowl.
But you can.
You
the
are
Chargers
correct.
Went 8-8 one year and made the playoffs. Remember one year the Saints had a losing record and went to the, or the.
Yeah.
Saints had a losing record and went, and that's when, Seattle had a losing record and went beast mode and beat the Saints in the playoffs.
Because they got the hosting.
So they're not all must win in the NFL. I mean, that's a fun thing to tweet, but that's just not true. That's not true.
That's a fun thing to tweet.
How funny would it be if
or
that was AKA, the guy in the
that's
truck?
A dumb
that's
thing
the guy that's
to
already run over me once.
Mickey just H-towned you too.
And I get what he's saying. You don't take the field to lose. That's 100% right. But you don't have to win all the games in the NFL.
No, and you do in college football.
Hey, if he was tweeting this about Auburn or Alabama and said, then I would say that guy's
you
right.
You are right. Yeah.
I would say no.
It's very different.
Yes.
Yes.
Will said 11% of 0-2 teams making the playoffs means basically one a year. Not great odds, but not as terrible as it sounds.
It still sounds terrible.
It sounds terrible. Tom Pelissero, with regard to Aaron Rodgers, I know a lot of people saw that amazing performance over the weekend.
He's doing something different than what everybody else is doing at this point.
What, as far as whatever fuel he's putting in his body or
no, chuckle nuts.
Mentally?
I mean, like Jedi mind tricks on people.
Oh.
Everybody else is playing football. I don't know what that guy's doing. He's a sophisticated cyborg that was sent back in time.
Well, he said... basically, he said, look, I spent 3 years with Brett Favre. You know, I'm going to come out here and give it everything I got when I can do it. And he could barely stand up, but he threw three touchdown passes in the second half. They were down 20-0, came back to win 24-23. So a few things from Aaron Rodgers' media session says the knee feels a little bit better each day. Asked if he needs to practice to play. His answer was nope.
I love that honesty. And you know what? He's freaking right.
Steve McNair was the same
way. Look what he just did.
Yep.
Yep.
He said that he has played with left knee issues since he was 16, had surgery at 20, and then again after the 2015 season. He said it's accurate to call it a knee sprain.
Also said he didn't take any pain medication on Sunday night because he doesn't like them. He doesn't like taking pain killers.
But I wonder if he took an Advil or something.
No, he said no.
Nothing.
No pain medication because he doesn't like him. He said there was a lot of adrenaline. It has been pretty sore the last 3 days.
Well,
I'm like, yeah, because that adrenaline goes away.
If I was all those guys, I would have some adrenaline, especially after, you know, the NFL saying today, yeah, that should have been flagged. I'd make me feel great.
Yeah, we've got some news regarding that when we come back about what the NFL told Mike Vrabel about the hit Marcus took after delivering the handoff.
So they finally got back to him.
Yeah, the one where he got hurt. Kyle on Twitter, my son and I went last night. We had no issues at all. Very short wait time to get in and no line to get our food. Zero complaints here. Awesome night for us.
Good work, fellas.
Good job, Kyle. Glad it worked out.
Talking about the soccer game last night. We were chatting about that earlier.
Eric Bacharach reports Mariota said William illegal play Hayes apologized to him after the game. I added part of that.
Oh, I was like, did he call him William illegal play Hayes? No, because
I
would be top
Mariota.
Rope for Marcus. He
I
doesn't
would love
do
him
that.
More.
I would too.
I'd go ahead and give him that extension if he called him illegal play Hayes. No, Marcus didn't say that about you, man. Bill Hayes.
Yeah. So what'd he say? Sorry, I got lost in the illegal play Hayes.
Illegal play Hayes is pretty good. I mean,
he was big play Hayes is what he called
himself.
I think he had one in the time that he was here.
Why is he William Hayes, though? I mean, it's not like he's a stockbroker. Billy Hayes would be an awesome football name.
Blame Mr. and Mrs. Hayes.
Well, he could go by Billy.
Or Will.
Will
or Bill.
Will Dog.
Bill Hayes. He
I don't know. I think that nickname is going to stick.
But if somebody dove and hit you under the knees and knocked you out of the game and came over and was like, hey, sorry, dog. No.
Could you imagine what Mickey would have done?
No. He would have paint-the-fenced Mike Tyson'd him.
Hey, my hand is numb. I'm going to hit you with it. I'm going to punch you with my numb hand. Yeah, and I'm going to say, I couldn't control this thing.
Good thing Marcus has a little bit more self-control than H-Town Mickey.
H-Town Mickey. Don't mess with H-Town Mickey. You would have had an injured hand, so maybe you wouldn't have done that, but wouldn't it have been amazing to see Mickey just haul off and kick the guy right between the
somewhere.
Right between William and Hayes. Yeah. I would have given him the willies.